the big feet, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big feet, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big feet, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old grandpa just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutches away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Now coming to your town.
Everybody's running up a mile around. You can do the spot, baby, do the stroke. Got the double
there now. It's the heel and toe.
Heel and toe.
Heel and Kansas City down in New Orleans. All the states are better in between. Do the hitch, baby, do the twist. But the heel and toe really can't be.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the January 10th, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I got about 18 or 19 great group harmony recordings for you to listen to in the next hour or so, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I enjoyed setting them up for you, like the Versatiles, something originally unreleased, group out of Arizona, I believe, and that was issued ultimately in 1975 on the Monogram label, the Versatiles, something called Heel and Toe. Let's see if I can get CD player number 2 to work, and we're going to hear the Charts on Everlast with ensemble singing, no particular lead on this one, 1957. Here's the Charts, and I've Been Wondering.
I've been wondering how you feel about me. Please don't go through. Oh, 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 you're my only love. Oh, 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 I've been wondering how you feel about me. Please don't go through life without me. Oh, 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 you're my only love.
because my love for on a town I feel.
Look out, pretty, pretty, look out. Look out, pretty, pretty, look out. Look out, pretty, pretty, look out. Look out,
pretty, pretty, look out. Whoa.
Well, I'm a teaser, every girl that I see, and I'm a teaser, so I can offer their feet. And if I love her, they're a sneaker man.
If she runs my love on her down, I say, look out,
pretty, pretty, look out. Look out, pretty, pretty, look out. Well, look out, pretty, pretty, look out.
Whoa.
I make it on the scene when the sun goes down. Dig it on the happening that was going around. I hear the rhythm beat, I can feel it again. If I don't find my pretty boy, I go to bed. Well, I'm a singer, and I'm a danger. Every girl that I meet, and if I love her,
she runs my love on her down. I'm
look out, pretty, pretty, look out. 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 Look out.
Hey, better look out, pretty, because The Stranger is here. That's The Stranger by the Marathons on the JC label originally in 1959. Then it came out on Sabrina a year later, 1960. The Marathons and The Stranger. And it was the Berets, B-E-R-E-T-S, from New Haven, Connecticut. Something recorded in 1958, but not issued until 1970 on a 45 RPM on the Night Train label, the Berets and Sonny Boy. And it was the charts, that's right, as I told you, the charts on Everlast, great New York group, singing ensemble that time, 1957, and I've Been Wondering. Before we go on any further, I want to give you some information about a book that I do recommend. I think this actually was published once before. This is an updated version of Todd Baptista's book, called Group Harmony, Echoes of the Rhythm and Blues Era. I'm about halfway through with it, and I tell you, there's a lot of stuff in here that I did not know, and some of the stuff, of course, we did know. And it's written very clearly. You know, when you write a book like this, there's a lot of facts and information, but Todd Baptista has a way of writing that never makes it tedious. So there you go, Group Harmony, Echoes of the Rhythm and Blues Era by Todd Baptista, this time published by Collectibles in Narberth, Pennsylvania. It's box 35, Narberth, Pennsylvania, 19072. I think you can get them on www.oldies.com, big CD distributor, I think many of you know, but they have this book out now, copyrighted last year, but I do believe it's sort of an update on the original version of this. I may be wrong on that, but because I don't have the other version, but this is Group Harmony, Echoes of a Rhythm and Blues Era, Todd Baptista, published by Collectibles. Another thing out of England I got recently, a magazine called Now Dig This. Now Dig This has to do a lot with rock and roll, a bit of rhythm and blues and blues. For instance, the issue I have here has an article on Jesse Belvin, one on Sonny Boy Williamson. Here's about the book that I talked about months ago, Doc Pomus, his book, and information on new CDs and things like that. And also a lot of rockabilly in this magazine sometimes. Now Dig This. You ready for the information as to how to check this out? It's, oh boy, this is easy. You can email the editor at nowdigthis.co.uk. Now Dig This is one word. Email editor at nowdigthis.co.uk. And I guess their website is www.nowdigthis.co.uk. It's an interesting magazine, especially if your interests are wide in the field of music. All right. And now I think we'll go to the Cosmic Rays. Let's see, the Cosmic Rays had a record on Saturn Records in 1960 called Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie. But it also exists a cappella, and that's what we're going to hear next. The Cosmic Rays. I think I have played this before on the show, and here you go again. A cappella, Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie, right here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick.
You take it from me, and you will see that it gonna tell you no lie. You take it from me, and you will see that it won't tell you no lie. Take it from me, and you will see that they're gonna tell you no lie. Will you take it from me, and you will see that they're gonna tell you no lie.
Sure do. The Royal Joker is out of Detroit. Never made a bad record. And there's one on Fortune Records from 1957. Sweet Little Angel. And by the way, they sang under a few different names. I'm not going to go into that right now, but they never made a bad record. And the acapella, probably the demo for the record, it did come out on Saturn, the Cosmic Rays, and Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie. Now, last week I editorialized a bit about the word doo-wop, and I got pretty much very positive feedback about that, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you. I have two other things to say about it that I either didn't remember to say or didn't think I had to say. But anyway, the first thing is, last week I just wanted to point out some things about the word doo-wop, but I want to absolutely say that those who have objected to the word doo-wop have done so with a very sincere and protective way. I understand that. The idea behind it is noble, and it's almost parental in its protectiveness, and that's very good. Okay, I just wanted to clear up some things that maybe you may think about it in a slightly different way. That's all. Now, the next thing, luckily many of you will have no clue about what I'm going to talk about next, but some do, and I think it's pretty much the old-time doo-wop guys, that the word doo-wop is in some way a subtle ethnic reference. All right, here's what I have to say about that. Just because, in the English language, just because individual letters appear in the same sequence in different words doesn't mean that they have the same meaning, okay? Matter of fact, even sometimes it's in the same word and doesn't have the same meaning. That's why you, when you look in a dictionary, there's multiple meanings for different words. But as far as that goes, as far as the W-O-P or W-O-P issue, I think that's somewhere between oversensitive and flat-out ridiculous, okay? So lighten up. You probably don't like it when others pull that stuff, so let's not do that anymore, okay? Doo-wop by any other name would sound as sweet. And I have to go back to my notes. Here we go. Next up on the Big Beat Show, I think I'm finished with the word doo-wop for a while. I love you all, no matter how you feel about doo-wop, you know that, okay? August 1959 on Andex Records, this group was called the Echoes. Echoes, 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 Echoes. And this is called Time.
Almost die. was the evening. The sky was dark. The moon was hazy. Was in the park. It was the nighttime. It was the right time.
Yes, darling.
For love.
Right time for love.
It was the evening. The stars shone bright.
Yes, it is. It's always the right time for love, isn't it? Yeah. The Right Time for Love by the Dreamers on ABC Paramount. The Dreamers featuring Johnny Duggan, it says on the label. October 1956, The Right Time for Falling in Love. The Shirelles. Yeah, the Shirelles on Decca. When they were on Decca, they were a really good rhythm and blues girl group. 1958 on Decca, the Shirelles out of Passaic, New Jersey. We heard Stop Me. And it was the Echoes, who eventually became the Innocents, who had a few hits on, well, I forget the name of the label, Kathy Young's label. Well, anyway, this was the Echoes before they were the Innocents on Andex Records from August 1959, doing the old Dells song, Time Makes You Change, and they just called it Time. Speaking of the Echoes, I'm going to have another recording by a different group called the Five Echoes coming up in the next set. But I'll tell you what, man, it's... We heard from the Versatiles, the Charts, the Berets, the Marathons, the Cosmic Rays, the Royal Jesters, the Echoes, the Shirelles, and the Dreamers. And it's not even 7:30 yet. Here are the Del Vikings.
There I go. I'm falling. In a spin, there I go, trying to give you my heart.
Give you my heart.
There I go, wasting lots of time. There I go, I'm losing my mind. to me. Darling, I miss you so.
Show, making the world a better place, one record at a time. Hold on to your shoes, because this is Rhythm and Blues.
My girl forsake me, I don't know why. Why did you leave me? Why? Yes, I love her. I really do. Now she's gone and I'm alone. I wonder if my baby will ever go home.
Is that Rhythm and Blues? That's Midwest Rhythm and Blues. The Five Echoes on VJ Records from December 1954. Yeah, on VJ, and I Really Do. And it was Adele Vikings, something recorded September 3rd, 1957, but not really issued by Mercury. They never did issue it, but it did come out on a CD. The Adele Vikings and something called There I Go. And we're moving right along on the Big Beat Show. Hope you're enjoying this, because I sure as heck am. And it's about time to go to a soul record. Haven't done that in a while, huh? So this is for Ronnie Sherman and everybody else who loves the soul sound. Came out on Philips Records, late 68. The New Concepts. And give me one more. What does it say? Give me, here it is. I looked at the record. Give me another chance. The New Concepts on Philips.
Give me another chance, baby.
Don't
baby, can't you see that it's you I need?
Boom, boom. wanted you to do. You'll always find the proper thing for you to do is starting to see it through.
Don't do, do the don'ts, but always be sure. Do, do the do, don't say you won't be doing. Oh, the good Lord will do, do the do.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Now, that's interesting in that style and presentation of a white gospel group like that. The Cavaliers Quartet on Bible Tone Records. Although, that, by the way, that was called Do the Do's. This 45 may not have ever been regularly issued. I have a listing for Bible Tone Records, and it's not in there. It does say Bible Tone and GBS Enterprises. Oh, excuse me. Did I present the Rebels Quartet? Who did I say it was? I said the Cavaliers, the Rebels Quartet. Now, they did have records on Bible Tone. It also says at the bottom of the label, an original gospel record club recording, and it is a white label with black print. So I'm going to take a guess this never actually came out where you could buy it in the store. But we heard it right now, Do the Do's by the Rebels Quartet. And by the way, a lot of their stuff on Bible Tone is pretty good. So that's what we just heard. Late 50s, I'm guessing. And the bass sure owned that record, didn't he? And just before that, on Glory Records, 1958, we heard the Dusters. I could use them at my house. The Dusters and Darling Love. And yeah, soul record on Philips, late 68. New Concepts, we heard Give Me Another Chance. Now let's go to something that came out on the Revival record label. In 1960, Ben Little and the Four Kings. You ready for this one? This is called Forever Mine.
Do you want me? Do you need me? Tell me, darling, that you love me. Intimate, baby, what would it take? Anything that you desire, I will not refuse. Don't you know my heart's on fire, about to blow a fuse? What would it take to make you say I love you and name the day? Give me a break, baby, what would it take?
With the Delta Rhythm Boys record. You can. There's a great example. Something recorded May 22nd, all the way back in 1946, and Decca Records issued that in October of the next year, 47. The great Delta Rhythm Boys. And what would it take? Ben Little and the Four Kings on Revival. 1960, we heard Forever Mine. Right now, we'll go to the Glory label again, December 1956, their last of eight records on Glory. We're going to hear the Four Fellows with the magnificent Jim McGowan singing lead. Here they are in Loving You, Darling.
Loving you, darling, the way that I do. Share your life with you. Yes, it's true. I'm in love with you. Sweetheart,
star,
I must talk to you. Many little things I've done, I'm so sorry, dear.
Darling,
you only give me one more chance, I'll show you, dear, I really love you. It would mean my happiness if your answer would be yes, 'cause it's true. I'm in love with you.
You hold my hand, I feel so grand. I touch your lips with my fingertips. All above,
in love,
we walk together.
Just now, after the Four Fellows, something absolutely fantastic, and no one knows who the group is. That came out on Group Classics Volume 3. A lot of great unreleased stuff, and that was called We Are in Love. I have time, you know, I might be able to squeeze another one in right from that CD. So that was cut number 24. Let's go to cut number 25. It's only 2 minutes long. It's great. Here's a lot of this stuff. There's 25 cuts on here, and I have marked 22 of them as being great. Unknown group, it's called I'm Going Home.
Talk over a little bit, or I'm not going to be able to get the final record in. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I sure had a lot of fun. I think I mentioned that a few times. Group Classics Volume 3. You might look for that if you can. It's really great. One of the best CDs I have, actually.
I'll never leave home again, and that I swear.
And I think we'll finish tonight with an absolutely incredible thing. Hope you got your body armor on for the next one. From September 1953 on the Imperial label, we're going to hear the Love Notes and their incredible recording called Surrender Your Heart. May harmony be with you. Until next time, good night. Hear the Love Notes.
You're my destiny and my only.